Moonlight takes you on a journey. A journey where you'll explore the nuances of energy. You'll visit the angelic realms and study the ancient wisdom and teachings of spirituality. We want you to reach within and discover the magnificent being that you came here to be. We help shine God's divine healing light by bringing love, light, and blessings into your world. And now, here is the host of Healing Light, Terry Van Horn.
With us today. You know, I'm not sure about what it's like where you are, but here in Texas, it has just been absolutely gorgeous. We have had like 70 degree weather, and the trees and everything are already sprouting leaves. Being an outdoor person, I'm really excited about that. And as a matter of fact, you're supposed to technically like trim back bushes and trees towards the middle or end of February, and here they are already sprouting again. So it looks like we're going to be in for a very early and beautiful spring. And it's just wonderful to see how Mother Nature handles all of this and does this transition with the seasons. I love watching every aspect of nature. And one of the most amazing things that I've dealt with lately is that I have become mom to two absolutely adorable Irish Wolfhound puppies. Now, Irish Wolfhounds are the largest breed and one of the oldest breeds of dogs that we have. And full grown, they can get to be about 180 to 200 pounds. My puppies came to me, you know, at about 8 weeks old and about 10 pounds, 10 or 15 pounds. And I literally watch these dogs grow overnight. You can see how much they've grown in a 24-hour period. And it amazes me how, you know, that body can grow and expand that much. You know, we're talking about four legs getting longer with skin and bone and muscles and hair. They're not getting fatter because they are a very lean dog, but they do get tall. And it's just amazing to see how much they can grow in 24 hours. And, you know, when you look at nature, it is the most amazing thing that we have here on Earth because it just teaches us so, so very much. And that's one of the things that I want to talk about today is some of the beautiful things that nature has for us when it comes to crystals. Because crystals are something that I love to work with. You know, I always was attracted to them because they were all sparkly. And, you know, being a little girl, I just love sparkly things. But I also started picking up rocks and stones that weren't necessarily sparkly. That, you know, were just regular types of river block or, you know, flint, things like that. And I just fell in love with rocks and stones in general. So that's something that we're going to talk about a little bit later. So for those of you who aren't that familiar with me, who might be listening for the first time, again, I want to say thank you so much for being with us. And you know, let you know just a little bit about me. I am a spiritual mentor and teacher. I work with healing, particularly with distant healing. And I work with colors and crystals and vibrational healing. I also do intuitive readings and counseling from a spiritual aspect or with relationships, work, and just personal development. Now, I also receive beautiful, wonderful, and loving messages from a group of beings who refer to themselves as the fifth element. Now, the fifth element is a fantastic group to work with. They're huge. I can't tell you how many there are at any given time. There are a lot of them, and they just kind of like, you know, pop in and out as they need to, depending on the messages. But they are very powerful, and they bring in some wonderful insight and messages about different things that are going on in our world today. They're also here to help us and to guide us with, you know, a deeper sense of spirituality and to help us so that we can really regain that connection that we've been needing with God, that connection with Spirit, to get us back home where we came from. Now, in addition to that, I have written several different books. I have Chakras, which is all about the major, minor, and the advanced spiritual chakras. 365 Days of Blessings, which is like a daily devotional. Harness the Power of the Light, which is all about psychic protection and working with that. I have Manifesting the Life You Desire, which is about, you know, finding those things that really make your heart sing so that you can connect your head and your heart to really create the path that you came here to live. And then we have The Magic of Crystals, which is what we're going to be talking about today, and The Mystery of Crystals, which is a little bit more advanced. It's about the higher vibrational stones and also working with things like the crystal skulls, the dragons, ancient ritual pieces, all sorts of really neat and unusual things. Now, you can find all of these on Amazon, and they are in paperback and with Kindle. And you can also find them on my website, which is healinglightonline.com. You can also find me on Facebook with the words Healing Light Online. And on Facebook, we're always talking about, you know, having messages, positive, loving messages to help you get through the day, as well as occasional messages and guidance from the fifth element. Now, today, we're talking about the magic of crystals. We've talked about them quite a bit in previous programs, but I wanted to get into some of the more interesting and fascinating ways that you can work with crystals. But I want to hit, just for a couple of minutes, some of the info that we talked about in the beginning. And that is, you know, really, how do crystals work? And are people who work with crystals entirely crazy? Now, I've been called crazy more than once, and that's okay, because that puts me in the category with some other crazy people like Einstein, and, you know, some wonderful people like Stephen Hawking, who really studied physics and know what they were doing. You see, crystals hold a very specific molecular structure. They are the same inside as they are outside, and they hold it continuously. That helps them hold and store energy. Now, people used to use crystals and stones throughout the past. You'll find 200 plus references just in the Bible about people, you know, important people in biblical times who did things with stones. Now, they may not have said that they healed with them, but they certainly talked about how people like King David would use the crystals and stones to protect himself when he went into battle. Now, even though a lot of people work with crystals now, and it's kind of considered to be a New Age thing, it's really not. We have found ancient skeletons that are thousands and thousands of years old, well long before any regular, history or civilization is recorded. And yet, those skeletons will have crystals with them. So we know that, you know, ancient people used stones. Not only have we gotten it in stories and, you know, messages and information that's been passed down, but we see it with their remains. You know, if they died, they would have like a little pouch of crystals and things with them. So they really believed that there was something special about them. And, you know, right now in our society, we believe that there is something special about crystals. You may not think that you do, but I can assure you that there is a lot about crystals that's very special, and you couldn't make it through your day without them. Number one, your cell phone. What do you think all of that memory is attached to. Quartz crystals. Same thing with your watch. Remember, we have the, you know, jeweled movement in watches. That was crystal. Your computer memory, your memory boards, all quartz crystal. Your LED TVs, crystal. Your old TVs with the big tubes and everything in them, that also was crystal. You know, we work with them all the time. Lasers. Have you ever wondered why, whenever you see evidence of a laser, even if it's those cute little laser pens that we use for the cats or real lasers, they're all red? That's because they're used and built with rubies. So in modern day technology, crystals are used a lot. It's just not discussed in the same way. Now, one of the things that they do is that they hold a vibrational frequency, as does everything. You know, we all hold a vibrational frequency. But you see, crystals are so firm in their molecular structure that they maintain their level of frequency. And it's usually very high. Some are higher than others, but still, they maintain a pretty high level of frequency vibrations. We know that the higher our personal vibrational frequency is, then the closer we are able to connect with spirit. We're able to communicate with our angels. You know, we're happier. Things flow better for us. Life is great when we're at a high vibrational frequency. Well, guess what? Those crystals can help you stay higher. That's one of the great things that we have about them and one of the things that we do with them. Now, we're going to take a quick break, but when we go back, we're going to talk about different ways that we can use the crystals to maintain our own personal high frequencies.
You're listening to OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffey and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Alaya, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
This is Terry Van Horn with Healing Light, and today we're talking about the magic of crystals. Now, we talked a little bit about how crystals hold a higher vibrational frequency. Now, why is that important to us as humans? Why does that even matter in your world if the crystal has high vibrational frequency? Well, you want to have a high vibrational frequency. Because as I said, it's going to make things flow your direction. It's going to make things happen in your life that you may feel is just an overwhelming amount of coincidence, but actually it's synchronicity. Things start getting drawn to you. Abundance, prosperity, you know, career opportunities. You will have wonderful people coming into your life. When you have a higher vibrational frequency, you're moving at a different level from the rest of the world. You know, you're up there floating, you know, with the hawks and the eagles, getting closer and closer to heaven and the angels. So, what can a crystal do for you? It's really very simple. You see, we are made primarily of water. And you know what water does. It goes back and forth. It swishes and sloshes. And, you know, it will be, we'll have low tides, we'll have high tides. You know, it's affected by the moon, planetary alignments, moods. I mean, we're all over the place. You know, people are. Even those who want to take pride in saying that they're always like on an even keel, you know, they're still made primarily of water like the rest of us. So we don't hold a frequency. We hold the frequency of I'm everywhere, all over the place. But when we have crystals around us, they maintain that high level and they help us maintain that high level. When you have one on or around you in your energy field, it helps lift that up and it helps to keep it much more constant. It makes a big difference. And I have done all sorts of experiments with crystals and people. And, you know, I was kind of devious, kind of bad, not letting them know exactly what I was doing. But I felt like if I didn't disclose it until afterwards, then I would be able to really get honest insight into what the crystals were doing and how well they were doing it. Because, you know, you can only do so much experimentation on yourself. We're biased, you know? We can't always get a 100% honest answer. So one thing that I used to do is that I would put certain crystals under the bed on my husband's side so that as he slept, he would get the energy of those crystals coming up through him. Now, he had two very specific issues. One was pain from a back injury. The other was the inability to really sleep very well or very long because of the pain. So what I did is I went through and experimented and put different crystal combinations under the bed. So he wasn't aware of it. He didn't know what I was doing. So he couldn't be, you know, his answers and his responses were completely honest. So, you know, some people say maybe I wasn't quite as honest with him. Yeah, but you know, it was okay. It worked out. So what I did is I put certain stones, certain combinations under the bed. And honestly, some of the combinations that I put under there, I thought, oh my God, this is just going to, you know, keep him up all night. This is going to be really bad. But what happened was after a week of each set of stones, each combination, you know, I'd ask him throughout the week, how are you feeling? Did you sleep okay last night? You know, normal questions that you would ask your partner. And it was amazing about how different things changed for him. And it was in a positive way. It's like, yeah, I slept great last night. You know, and he was beginning to be kind of surprised at how well he slept. How much better he felt when he woke up. So at the end of the week, I told him. And at first he was in shock. And then after that, he was like, wow, you just proved it to me. Now, I've also done it in other ways, you know, because stones can help us in many, many different ways. They have different vibrational frequencies that can attract things, and sometimes they can actually repel things. We have certain stones that are excellent for protection. And I used one time as a test to see how well it actually would work as a source of protection. I was going to an event. Actually, it was a memorial service for a relative. And there's a family member who has always been very openly hostile, very mean, very nasty. This person can't say one nice word to anybody, ever. Just can't do it. And particularly to me, can't stand me. So I thought, okay, I'm getting this one special crystal. I'm going to wear this whenever I go and see what it does. See what the effect is. Now, this person in question is someone who absolutely loved to really say very mean things about me, and most of them were not true, but she preferred to do it with an audience. She was really into that whole public humiliation thing. So I wore this beautiful pendant with this stone. Very, very high vibrational stone. And it was in combination with another one that is very, very high vibration. I joked that with the combination of the two stones, which happened to be moldavite and a Herkimer diamond, that, you know, with the two of them, I could probably levitate and go anywhere I wanted to. But the two stones also, even though they were very, very high vibrational, they were very, very comfortable for me. I didn't have any problem wearing them. So that part of it was good. So I wear them to the memorial service. And of course, right after I arrived, this lovely hostile person made a beeline for me, was ready to start with a dig. And couldn't say anything. I mean, struggled to get words out of her mouth. Finally, all she said was, "How are you doing?" And then turned around and just disappeared. Could not stay around me. So I was there for several hours visiting with, you know, different family members and different people. And it was funny because this person kept trying to come up to me and say something and go into their usual routine with the digs, with the insults, you know, all those things that she normally used to do. But she could not stay near me. And she couldn't speak whenever she was near me. She had a real hard time with it. I didn't change my behavior at all. My behavior was the same the entire time. Nothing new, nothing different. And it was so funny to see how things have shifted with this person. You know, why is it now that this person can't be around me? Can't get in this field of like 4, 5, 6 feet around me and stay there? The only thing different was wearing that pendant with those stones. But I've seen it happen over and over again with people. Stones that might be for stress relief or for comforting. When people have them around them or hold them, they immediately just calm down and relax. And these are the same people who would swear to you that crystals and stones are, you know, for crazy people. But once they start holding them and become a little bit more open-minded to what is going on with themselves, with their energy, and possibly the stone, it's amazing to see the changes. And that's the part that's just, you know, it's constantly entertaining to me to be able to see that. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that you may not always be attracted to the prettiest or the brightest or, you know, the most unusual stone. Sometimes you're going to go after the stone that you need. It may not be the one that you would pick up normally, but that's okay because it's the one that you need. And I had a great experience one time in teaching a crystal class, because I had probably about 150 stones out on the table for people to look at and to feel and to, you know, understand and experience the different vibrations that each one has. And it was so funny, because there were a couple of ladies in the class that were very skeptical. And that's okay, because usually those are the ones that are the biggest converts. So this one lady said, okay, if I come up and pick up a stone and show it to you, you're telling me that you can tell me about me and what's going on in my life because of the stone that I picked up. And I had a lot of people in this class. But I said, you know, yes, I can. I said, I can tell you about the properties of that stone, and that will relate to what's going on in your world. And she couldn't believe it. So she got up, she went over, and I said, pick the one that is most, not the prettiest, but the one that draws you to it. I said, because there will be one or two stones that really stand out to you, that just really call you. I said, grab them. Grab the ones that call the most to you, not the one that's your favorite color or anything like that. So she did. And then she walked over to her seat. She sat down. She held them. She held them out to me. And she said, okay, so tell me about myself. And I started describing the stones. Thought she's going to fall out of her seat. And her best friend just kept nodding her head yes and laughing. It works. They know what we need to know. When we get back, we're going to talk about how to work with them.
You're listening to OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Hi everyone, this is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTR-FM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
This is OTR FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
This is Terry Van Horn, and you're listening to Healing Light, and today we're talking about crystals. Now, I've given you a few examples of some interesting aspects about crystals and how we're drawn to them and how they can help us with certain things. Now, the best way to do this for me as a crystal person is to hand someone a crystal and not really give them a lot of detail about it. And let them feel it. Let them experience the energy and let them tell me kind of how they feel. Then I'll go in and start explaining the properties of that stone. And I always get these looks of astonishment. And they're like shaking their head, yes. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, this is it. This is exactly what's going on. And it's amazing how that works. It's not that I'm tapping into them. I can, but I don't whenever I'm doing this because they haven't specifically given me permission to tap in. So I don't do that. I only do it when I have permission. All I'm doing is explaining that stone to them and how it works and kind of like what that stone's specialties are. And as I do that, they feel like quite often that I'm talking about, you know, the story of their life or what they're going through at the moment. That's one of the amazing ways that stones can help us. Now, other great ways that they can help us are they can help clear a space. They can help raise the energy of your home or your workspace or maybe just a room in your home. It changes it dramatically. It really lifts the level of energy. It gets rid of all that stagnant energy that's in there. And you will almost be able to walk in and feel that it's lighter. Sometimes it appears lighter. It appears a little bit brighter once you've done this. Now, by doing this, some of the things that you can do to make these things happen are to create crystal grids. Now, a crystal grid is so, so simple. You know, it's very easy. You don't have to have a million crystals to do this. You don't have to be an expert in crystals. What you do need to do is just kind of tap into that intuitive side a little bit. And, you know, just focus. Think about, what is my intention with this? Do I want to clear out this room? Do I want to create a grid to help me with abundance or to help me with goals, help me to achieve something? I can create a grid for relationships, for health, for anything. You can create a crystal grid to accomplish absolutely anything that you want. You know, when you do it and you set that intention, just know that it can help to support any goal, any intention, any desire that you have. But the first thing you have to do is just ask yourself, okay, so what am I going to create a grid for? Now, grids, when we use crystals, it amplifies our feelings, our thoughts, and our intentions. So we have to have a clear focus about what we want. If we're all muddled, then we're going to be sending out a lot of muddled energy into the world, and we don't need to do that. So, you know, you're going to have to put aside things like fears and doubts, guilt, you know, any of those cloudy emotions that aren't nearly as positive and supporting. You're going to have to put all that aside so that you can do this and have a positive outlook whenever you set your intentions. Now, what I do is usually write down my intention. Most of the time I get like a little index card and I write down what my intention is for my grid. Maybe I write it down as an affirmation. I am bringing abundance and prosperity into my life today. I am bringing a higher and deeper spiritual connection into my life today. It can be a couple of different things. Or if you want to accomplish some very specific goals, you know, it's like, okay, you know, I need a new car. Maybe I need to write an affirmation. You know, I am attracting the right car, the right financial deal for me today. I mean, you're only limited by your imagination with this, okay? So write it down on a piece of paper. Actually, write it down on two pieces of paper, okay? We're going to use one, and then you're going to keep one so that you can still have that affirmation worded the same way and that you can pull that up and look at it. Now, we need to decide on what size of grid you're going to have. We already know why we want to do this. Okay, we know our purpose. So now we need to decide on the size. You know, we're going to make this the size of a house. We're going to make it, you know, so that like fits on a table or a desk. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't, because it's all about the energy. And let's face it, you know, atoms and molecules and things like that, we can't see, but look how powerful these things are. You know, atomic bombs happen because of these little guys. So it's not about size. It's about the focus that we have and the intention. That's the most important thing. So we decide on our size. We decide where we want it. We want to put this grid someplace where we can see it, and it's kind of a reminder. But, you know, if there's a place where you like to pray or meditate, that's really good for it. But also, let's make sure that, you know, animals and kids and, you know, other people don't get into it and mess with it. So we put it in a place that's just kind of safe, but also sort of, you know, within sight so that you don't forget about it. Now, a lot of people, including our ancestors, always did it outside. So that's also a possibility. So once you've decided your intention, your size, and your space, now it's time to kind of clear out the energy of your space. You know, you can do this with sage. You can do it with incense. You can do it with Reiki. If you do that, you can call on the angels. You can ring a bell. All sorts of ways you can clear the energy of the air. And then you start to select your crystals. Now, there is no big science to this. Whenever I do it, most of the time, my grids start out with a circle of about 8 crystals. Sometimes I have them pointing out. Sometimes I have them pointing in. Sometimes I have them just kind of like in a chain pointing to each other. Go with what feels right to you. Okay? There's not a right or a wrong. What might be right for you in this particular instance might not be the right one for me. And that's okay. Depends on the stones that you use, the size, and what feels right to you. Okay? So this is a matter of just letting go and playing. Okay? Now, usually what we do is to put these in some form of geometric shape. As I said, I would usually use about 8 of them. And then I may build out from there. And then I have one primary stone in the center that I consider to be kind of like my master stone. Usually I use something that's larger than the ones that are pointing out, that are going out and expanding. Usually I will have my center one being something, you know, maybe it's a large quartz crystal or an amethyst or a citrine or, you know, depending on what it is that I want. And then my crystals around it, the smaller ones, are usually quartz, whether they're Tibetan or, you know, if they are Herkimers or if they're Lemurians or just regular quartz, depends on what's going on. I would be honest and tell you that most of the time I use Lemurians. But it can be anything. Now, what I do is that, you know, that affirmation you wrote down on a piece of paper, that goes down first. And then right over where you wrote the affirmation, you put that center stone. Because that center stone is going to amplify what you wrote and take it out into the universe. Now, all those other stones that you're going to place around it are going to also expand it out. And, you know, it's all about the energy flow. You know, you can go through books and have, you know, philosophical discussions with crystal people for the rest of your life about which stone should be next to which one. But the bottom line is, you go with what feels right for you. If you don't have all quartz, you can use a little bit of everything. One of the most powerful circles and most powerful grids I ever had was one where I did a big, huge circle, like a big circle, probably about 5 foot in diameter. And they were all different stones. And then in the center, actually, I had my cushion where I would sit for meditation. So it doesn't matter what stones you use. It's your intent and your purpose. Now, once you get everything laid out so that you're happy and comfortable with it, then it's time to charge the grid. Okay? Now it's time. We've got it all set out. We need to plug it in. Now, we can do this a couple of different ways. One, if you know Reiki or energy healing, that's a great way to do it. Excellent way to charge the grid. You just send Reiki to it and it's off and running. But if you don't do that, there are other ways that are equally as good, if not better. I mean, what's better than asking your angels to come in and charge it? You know, set your intention and your prayer. You can just say, I charge you with love, light, healing, happiness, prosperity, whatever it is that you want, whatever it is that we're working to manifest, you do that. And then energetically, you can just visualize a lines, a grid, a connection where all of the stones are connected to all of the other stones in this pattern. And that makes it powerful. And when you do that, I promise you, there is nothing you can't accomplish when you do this. Just keep it charged up, keep your intention, and keep it going. We'll talk about more when we get back.
You're listening to OTRFM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Being a radio host on iOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
This is OTR-FM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
You know, there are so many different ways to do it. So I just told you how to do a basic grid to accomplish something in particular. Now, these are powerful. If you go back and you kind of like recharge it, like on maybe a weekly basis, and you keep that affirmation, you know, I told you to write two pieces of paper with that affirmation. One goes in the grid and one you keep to remind yourself. So you keep going with that positive affirmation. Now, once you do that and you are sending up prayers, asking God and the angels to help you with whatever this is that you want to accomplish. And then, of course, you let it go so that you can release it to the universe. Then I'm telling you, things will happen quicker than you ever possibly imagined. It is amazing. Things that I never in my wildest dreams thought could happen did. And the result was even better than what I had anticipated. So it works. Now, there are no rules or rhymes as far as the design that you do. Do whatever feels right. Play with them. You know, there are all sorts of different grids, designs that I have put in the book. But basically, you just do whatever feels right to you. You can do a grid to clean a room. You can do one to ground your body and to kind of recharge yourself energetically. And there are certain stones that you would use for that. I have done this. I've got some in the book that I have done. And I mean, they are powerful. Like, you can't stay laying in that position with those stones for more than 15 or 20 minutes because they are so powerful. You can do it to keep your home or your property protected and light. You know, I've done it where I just put like a small piece of amethyst around different points in the perimeter of my property. And then I have two large pieces of black tourmaline on either side of my front gate so that my property is completely surrounded by the energy of the amethyst and the violet flame. And then to enter into my property, you get cleansed and cleared with the black tourmaline. And this is a wonderful way to keep everything safe and at a higher vibrational frequency. And then you just ask the angels to come back and to help you with this and to keep it going and keep that energy flowing. You can do grids for relationships, for prosperity for yourself, to heal your heart in case there was something, you know, relationship fell apart. You can do it also to heal and reorganize and re-energize your body and your internal organs. You know, you are truly limited by your imagination. That's all. When it comes to energy, anything goes, and anything is positive. You know, whenever I was talked about having that really powerful circle with all the different stones in it, that was actually what we call the medicine wheel. And it is powerful. When you have that one laying out, you know, it's something else. And as a matter of fact, you know, it doesn't have to be raw stones, or it can be tumbled stones. It can be stones that are carved. You know, a lot of people have like carved crystals, skulls. They have dragons. They have, you know, angels. It doesn't matter. They all have beautiful, powerful, and loving energy. Which reminds me, when it comes to working with crystals, I've had people ask me some interesting questions, and I want to make sure that, you know, I clarify those while we're talking here. Number one, people have asked me, well, can you, like, have too many, or is it bad to have certain combinations? And I look at them and say, well, let's see, there's about 150 here with us today. I live with probably about 1,000 of them in one room. No, it raises you up higher. There are no bad combinations. Okay. Now, you can always have some unusual combinations. Like, you know, if you want like a lot of energy and you have something like apophyllite, that's a very high energy stone. It's a very high vibrational one. You may not want to necessarily combine it with one that it's going to be used or a combination to calm you down and to release your stress. But a very powerful combination is to use something very high like apophyllite or a Herkimer diamond or moldavite and use them also with a stone that's very grounding like black tourmaline or pyrite, something along that line. And you're saying, well, you know, you've got something really high on one side and you've got something really low and heavy on the other side. Doesn't make any sense. Oh, that makes the best sense of them all. Because what you're doing is, that is grounding you. That is giving you your center, your focus. That's putting you in a position where you can reach higher. Think about it this way. I just got this great visual for it, and I love this. I'm going to use this forever. Think about it when you're using your grounding stones, like pyrite. I really like pyrite for grounding. It's great for protection and all sorts of things like that. Let's think of that pyrite as being a nice, firm, solid piece of ground. Maybe that pyrite represents a nice, smooth piece of concrete. Okay? Now, you want to reach up into the heavens. You want to get into the ceiling of a room or higher. You want to get up on the roof. So what do you need? You need a ladder and you need a firm, solid foundation so you can get higher. So we have our foundation. We have pyrite. That is going to give you that nice, solid ground. And then if you want to reach higher, then you can use one of the really high vibrational stones. Apophyllite is great. You can use phenacite is another excellent one. Moldavite, the Herkimer diamond, any of those. Those are actually now your ladder. They're taking you up. Now, ladder is no good if it's built on sand or mud. You're going to fall and break your neck. But if you have that nice, firm, grounding foundation, then you can get on that ladder and you can just climb up to that very top rung and you're safe. So you do need opposites sometimes. And they're great. But there's no such thing as too many. And there's no such thing as having the wrong combination or one being bad. Now, sometimes, you know, crystals do pick up the energy that they're surrounded by. So if someone has a lot of very negative energy, maybe they're doing something kind of dark or they're just a dark person. You know, there are people walking around that are just like have a cloud around them. And if that person is really dark and they have a stone that's around them a lot, that stone can pick up their darkness. And if you go and pick up that stone and you're filled with light, you're going to be repelled by it. You're going to feel like you just got an electric shock. There will be something to let you know. I kind of refer to this as being bitten. You know, because there's just like a little shock, a little surprise, like, oh, and you drop it immediately. Now, what you can do is clear that stone very easily. You can put it outside. I always recommend to do it in the moonlight with the stars or a full moon. That cleanses it and clears it, recharges it, and is no risk to the stone. If it's clear quartz, you can put it outside in the bright sunlight. You have to be careful about using water to cleanse them and salt. Water can dissolve some or damage it. Salt can do the same thing. You can use the smoke from sage or any other incense to also cleanse and clear them. You can ask the angels to come in and help with that. Or you can get stones like selenite that keep everything cleansed and cleared. And shungite's another one. So they keep everything cleansed and cleared around you so that you won't have any stones that actually pick up anything that's kind of like dark or unpleasant energies. But otherwise, they're here to help us. They are a gift from God. I mean, He placed them in this earth for us to use. I honestly don't believe that God created crystals and stones because He knew that Louis Timpani was coming to make a jewelry store. He gave us stones to use, to work with their energy, to combine it with ours, and to raise ours so that we can be brought back to spirit. And that is a beautiful gift from nature. So, work with your crystals. Don't think people are crazy because they have them. You can pick up a lot of information and a lot of blessings by having them around. Now, I want to thank you so much for being with us and for joining us. And remember, if you're not able to access all of our programs, you can always go back to the archives at Om Times Radio and hear it. Now, next Wednesday, we're going to talk about manifesting the life that you deserve and help you find that and create it. This is Terry Van Horn, and you can always find me at healinglightonline.com. Thank you for being with us. Namaste.